join just the streaming services you want. In the Wall Street Journal by Nicole Nguyen. At the height of the Hamilton craze, tickets to the musical cost hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars. I knew all the lyrics before ever seeing it. So after Disney Plus said the movie version would be streaming in July to subscribers who pay $7 a month, I raced to sign up on its debut weekend. Then I immediately canceled the subscription. When you cancel, you still get to stream for the month. You also avoid paying extra by forgetting to unsubscribe later. This strategy, I'm convinced, is the only way to survive the great streaming battle. Remain loyal to just one or two services you can split with family, then tack on others ad hoc for just a month at a time as you chase the much-watched shows from platform to platform. There has never been more entertainment to watch at home, but figuring out what, where, and how to stream videos has never been more confusing. There are dozens of services, too many. And because licensing is complicated, there's no one-stop shop for everything you want to watch. For the purposes of this guide, I'm focusing on U.S. services, with five newcomers in less than a year. Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, HBO Max, Peacock, and the smartphone-based Quibi. The services are young, scrappy, and hungry for your subscription. But they're not without their issues. HBO Max parent Warner Media owns the Harry Potter franchise, but is losing the eight films on August 25th because Peacock owner NBC Universal holds the TV rights and gets a six-month run starting in October. Meanwhile, Disney can't show some of its own Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar shows because of expiring deals with Netflix. Convoluting things further, you can't watch Peacock or HBO Max on a Roku or Amazon Fire TV streaming device, at least not now. Insiders expect this will be resolved, but nobody has a firm date. Needless to say, there's no Android version of Apple TV Plus. And for no good reason, you can't access Quibi on computers or TVs, even though its content is packed with high-paid Hollywood stars. Quibi is struggling to find an audience. So what mix of them is worth spending your money on? Here's how to build your own at-home entertainment bundle without throwing away your money. Do you already pay for it? Lately, cellular and internet providers stock plans with entertainment offerings to make them more enticing. Verizon's Mix and Match Unlimited phone plans pay more for $45 a month and get more for $55 a month include the Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus bundle. AT&T's top cellular, internet, and TV plans come with HBO Max. Peacock Premium hosts to the full catalog of NBC shows, as well as live sports, such as the Tour de France and Premier League, is available to Comcast Xfinity X1 and Flex customers, as well as Cox Contour subscribers. Android device and Android TV users get complimentary access through October 15th. And, of course, there is Amazon Prime, the e-commerce giant's mega subscription, which costs $119 annually and includes fast shipping and Prime Video. You get access to Amazon Studio Originals, such as the award-winning The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Fleabag, as well as network hits like House and Mr. Robot. Is it available free? If you're willing to watch ads, sometimes lots and lots of ads, you can stream some movies and shows without subscribing to anything. Peacock is NBC's new service, with an ad-supported free tier that includes SNL and 30 Rock, plus movies such as the Bourne and Matrix trilogies. Other sites include Fandango-owned Vudu, Amazon-owned IMDb TV, and Fox Entertainment-owned Tubi, as well as Roku's own free channel. While those sites primarily host old classics and titles you've never heard of, there are hidden gems. Mad Men, Lost, and Shrek are on IMDb TV, for example. Real Good, a search engine for streaming shows and movies, has a comprehensive database of free offerings online. You can also use Real Good to see what's streaming and what's coming and going on any given service. Can you buy in bulk? For the services that offer annual plans, Hulu with ads, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, Peacock Premium, and CBS All Access, you'll get a discount by committing to the year. The trade-off is that month-to-month plans can be canceled more quickly. Bundled services also save. The Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus package is $13 a month, an overall 25% discount. Getting Apple TV Plus, CBS All Access, and Showtime together costs $15, which is less than if you subscribe separately to CBS All Access and Showtime. Dow Jones & Company, publisher of the Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Apple services. But check to see if signing up for one service through another provider limits your access. For example, signing up for HBO through Roku doesn't allow you to sign into HBO on other platforms, including HBO apps. Can you share? Another way to optimize a subscription is by sharing it. Most services allow one account to stream on several devices simultaneously. As many as four screens can watch Netflix and Disney Plus concurrently, while Hulu and Prime Video limit users to two streams. No service encourages password sharing, although it's a fairly common practice. Netflix, Hulu, and Peacock limit authorized users to a household defined by people residing within the same address. HBO Max extends to sharing privileges to immediate family or household member in terms of service. Apple TV Plus and Prime Video require users to link accounts more formally through Apple's Family Sharing and Amazon Household. But that means you don't have to give someone your password to let them use your subscription. Prime Video only allows offline downloading for the primary account holder. In any case, the more people who can take advantage of the account, the better its value. And if you do share account credentials without breaking terms of service, you can use a password manager's sharing feature to keep the information safe. Can you remember to unsubscribe? The beauty of canceling a subscription is that you can still stream until the end of the month-long billing cycle. The exception is Amazon Prime, which ends the day you cancel. When a channel has only one show you want to watch, unsubscribe right away, then get binging. If, for some reason, you aren't done with your show, you can always re-up your subscription for another month. You can cancel your membership using the service's website. It's easy if you subscribe through the App Store or Google Play. On your iPhone, open Settings, tap your name at the top, then select Subscriptions. On an Android device, open the Play Store, tap Menu, then Subscriptions. I'll be back on Disney Plus again next month when the live-action remake of Mulan hits the service. It will require a $7 monthly fee and, for the first time, a one-time $30 charge for the new release movie itself. I hope it's worth it.